What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. That beep means I need to put my seatbelt on before I drive away. And I am here today to answer the question, should you write a book?
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Today, something that's been on my mind is this question I get asked a lot, which is, should I write a book? And it's funny because, as you guys know, I've written three books. One of them was a New York Times bestseller. Woo! So that's pretty exciting. But it's funny because I never was a writer. I didn't want to be a writer. I hated writing in school. Even to this day, someone asked me 2 days ago, actually, they said, Russell, do you like writing books? It's like, no. Writing books is horrible. It is the most painful process of all time. And so, no, I do not like to write books. Yet I've written three. And I'm probably going to write more. And people ask, like, well, why would you do that? I'm like, well, it's the most painful process part, like, of all the things I do. It's the hardest thing I do. But at the same time, it's also the thing that lives the longest, that lives beyond yourself, that lasts. Especially if you write a book that matters. I know there's a lot of people who teach how to write a book really fast. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how do you write a, like, should you write a book that's going to be, like, your legacy, like, the thing that people are going to remember you by, right? And a couple of things. Like, I remember when I first got started, it was back 18 years ago, I remember going to events where people were selling the dream of, like, you need to write a book, it's going to give you credibility, all these things. And so I put it in my head, like, I want to write a book. But then I didn't for almost 10 years. But I remember when I started, I was like, I'm going to write a book. It's going to be called .com Secrets, because I don't know why, I just love that name. A lot of people told me they hated it. In fact, Jeff Walker was like, it's the worst name of a book ever. But whatever, I still like it. So anyway, right, I decided I'm going to write a book. I remember there's something cool about just in my head knowing that I'm writing a book. Even though I hadn't actually written anything yet, I just was like, okay, well, what's the outline? What's the table of contents? What's it going to look like? What should I write? I started brainstorming. But like, there was something when I flipped the switch to, like, I was writing a book that just became exciting. I don't know. And I remember after I got done, I was like, this is so hard. I'll never write a book again. But then when I decided I'm going to write Expert Secrets, there's something magical. I don't know. Like, maybe it's the romance of being an author and writing and I don't know all that stuff, but there's something magical where I was like, I'm writing again, and I got in that fun stage. And the same thing with Traffic Secrets, like, you know, the romance. And I remember after each book, I was like, I'll never write a book again. I'll never write a book again. But about the time that I got done the Expert Secrets book, I was hanging out with Brendon Burchard, who's written, I don't know, a ton of books. And I remember he told me, he's like, no, he's like, you're an author. He's like, you just write you write a book every 2 years. Like, that's just how it works. Like, just the rest of your life, you should do that. And I was like, huh. Interesting. And it took me a while, I'm not gonna lie, almost till I decided to do Traffic Secrets. After that, I was like, all right, I'm gonna do that. That's gonna be a thing. Well, I'm gonna write a book every 2 years for the rest of my life. And so when Traffic Secrets got to an end, I was burned out because it was a brutal one. Plus, as you, some of you know, after finishing Traffic Secrets, I went back and I rewrote .com Secrets and I rewrote Expert Secrets. So that was a season of too many words, hundreds of thousands of words. And I was just like, I don't know if I can keep doing, like, it was hard. So I haven't written anything in, it's been over a year. Holy cow. Weird. Yeah. Cause basically 2020 happened. We blinked and 2020 happened. And now we're back and right now it's in February 2021 and I haven't written anything. So it's been over a year, which is kind of crazy. Anyway, I tell you this because I knew what my next book, what I want it to be, right? And I've told you this on this podcast. It's called Bootstrap. It's going to be the ClickFunnels story. And I'm excited. The problem is, like, I also know to write that book, it's going to be big and overwhelming. And there's a lot that goes into it. And while I'm kind of starting the process of it, I just know it's like probably a 2 to 3 year project, if I'm honest with myself. Because I have to learn how to write a different style. It's not a how-to book. It's like a storybook, and I want to, like, sync it to The Hero with 1,000 Faces and, like, all these story arcs, and I got to interview 1,000 people because I want to get everybody's perspective. I don't want to tell a story from my perspective. I want to tell it from everybody's perspective, and so that's one that's big. Plus, I don't have an ending in the story yet. Like, what's the ending of the story? Like, and then we were happy. Like, no, it's got to be awesome. Like, and then we went public, or then we, you know, whatever, like, something cool. So I'm still waiting for the ending of the story. So it's hard to write at the beginning if you don't know the ending, and I'm hoping the book's not going to be a tragedy. I don't think it will be, but you never know, right? So it's like, I just haven't, I don't know, like, I don't have the full picture, so I can't write that one yet. Although I do know that that is like my legacy project, right? Of like telling the ClickFunnels story and how we did it and all that kind of stuff. So I sit back and like, I know that I have a lot of friends that have written personal development books. I've never wanted to do a personal development book, but there's something that, man, for almost probably 9 or 10 months now, it's been kind of in my thoughts, like, and I keep thinking about it. And yesterday I was like, what if I just wrote that book first? And then I was like, huh, like it'd be a lot easier to write. I could get it done. We could launch it next year. It could be out in the world. But it was like, is it worth writing? I don't want to write a book just to write a book. A lot of people just write a book because like, oh, I need a book. Like, I want to write a book that's going to change people. That's going to, you know, in 500 years from now, people will reference it. Like, that's the kind of book I want to write. So it's just like, can I make this something that's amazing, that's different, that's unique, that's not the same conversation, but it's a different conversation that'll inspire and help people for a long time. And so that's been the question that's going through my head. And recently I figured out the title of it. And then I figured out, and I bought the domain, which was not cheap. So I bought the domain for it. And then I was like, okay, this could be a thing. So yesterday I reached out to somebody who I know who actually designed the very first .com secrets book cover. His name's Rob Cicadas. And I was like, Rob, I'm thinking about writing a book. Do you want to design the cover for me? And he got all excited. I got all excited. I'm like, ah! So now he's like designing the cover of the book. And now officially, as soon as that conversation ended in my head, I was like, I'm writing a book. I haven't told my wife about it yet. Like, she's going to freak out. I almost want to not tell her and then just be like, hey, it's done when it's done, because she knows the pain that I go through to write a book. But like that got me excited. And then I emailed our publisher. I was like, hey, if I wrote a book on this, would you be interested? And this morning I got an email back and he's like, heck yeah, that'd be amazing. Like, he's freaking out and like, let's do this thing. And like, and he's like, gave me like, to hit the dates you want to sell this thing by, here's when we have to have the manuscript back and everything. And I was like, oh. And now I'm sitting here in my car out front of the office, excited because like officially the switch has been turned on. I'm writing my next book. And I'm not gonna tell you what it is yet. But I do want to tell you that like there's this weird energy that comes with it. And so to come back to the question initially, which is like for you guys, is should you write a book? The answer is a deafening yes, you should write a book. Second question is like, well, when should I start writing it? And I would propose that you start writing it today. You got to flip the switch. You start flipping the switch. Like, just the last 24 hours, my mind has been trying to figure out, like, what's this book? What's it look like? What's the outline? What's unique? What's different? What's the frameworks when you use it? Like the swirling in your head and your mind and all these kind of things. I'm like, oh, it's amazing. So if I was you, I would commit, like, I'm going to write a book. And you don't have to write today. And maybe you hate writing. That's okay. But just like, I'm going to write a book. And figure out, like, what's the title going to be? And then I would hire someone to go create the book cover. Because for me, at least, like, I can't design a site until I've got a logo. I don't know. I'm very visual that way. But as soon as you have a book cover, then it's like, oh my gosh, I can see, like, the tangible thing that people will be holding in their hands someday to make this real. And then your mind will start looking for the answers. Like, hey, what's this going to look like? What's page one? What's the first section? What's the second section? What's chapter one, two, three? Where do I want to take people? What's the mission of this book? What's the goal? Like all those things. And maybe someday I'll write a whole course on how to write a book, because that could be a fun thing too. But for now, I just want you to think about that. Like, if you start, like, you'll start opening your mind to the ideas. And even if it takes you 10 years to write a book, that's okay. But now you're putting things down. I remember Matt Fury told me one time. He's like, if you wake up every morning and you write 2 pages a day, he's like, that's 700 and whatever pages a year, right? He's like, that's 3 books a year. And so, like, you need to learn. I'm just gonna write 1 page a day. Like, you wrote 1 page a day. That's 365. That's a big book, right? Like, it gives you tons of time to, like, take weekends off and whatever. But you wake up and say, every day I'm going to write 1 page a day. If you do that consistently, within like 8-9 months, you've got a book done, which is exciting. And there's something magical in the romance of, like, just saying, like, people are like, hey, what are you up to? Like, I'm writing a book. Like, what, you are? Yeah, I'm writing a book. Which is like crazy exciting, right? So anyway, I just want to put that out there. I do think everyone should write a book. I think one of our missions here for all of us on this earth is we come down to this earth, right? And we have an opportunity to help other people, right? Like, you've heard me talk about this a lot, right? Like, I believe that entrepreneurship is, all of us have been called to serve a group of people. So the first part is identifying who are the people I've been called to serve. And then you find them and say, how do I serve them? And you start looking through those things, right? And then I feel like one of our other roles is, you know, we're going through this life experience. We're learning all these things and we're having experiences and tests and trials and problems and reading books. We're studying things. We're, you know, and like, I think part of our job is to curate your learnings. Like all the stuff you experience in this life, like we should be curating those things. And you could be curating for yourself, for your spouse, for your kids, for your kids' kids, for your grandkids, for the people you've been called to serve, whatever it is, right? But like we've all been here given our own unique minds, our own brains, our own experiences. And I think so many times we go through life, we experience stuff, which gives us growth, but then we never actually leave anything behind to contribute to the next set of people, right? The people after us who are coming, who are like, I'm on this earth now, like, they haven't got a playbook for how to navigate this, right? And so it's like, for all the growth that you went through, like all the things you learned, all the things you experienced, like all the stuff, like if you don't leave a playbook behind for somebody else, like, oh, like what a tragedy, right? If you look at, and I'm going to talk about this in my new book, by the way, but one of my favorite principles from Tony Robbins is the six human needs. And there's the needs of the body and the needs of the spirit. I'm not going to go deep into it right now, but there's four needs of the body and there's two needs of the spirit. And the two needs of the spirit are growth, number one, and then contribution. And I think most people here on this earth get to a spot where you figure out the needs of the body and then you can move to the next tier, right? Now you start focusing on growth, which is your personal development. I think so many people go through that. And it's amazing, but then the most fulfilling, the last step in this process is contribution, which is now you're leaving something behind, right? How do you contribute to other people? Like all the growth you've gone through, like what's the purpose of it? Like, right? And if you don't leave something behind, then you, like so much of the things you went through is in vain because it only affected you. And so I want to argue that, you know, the as much as like I love the romance of writing a book, I think a bigger part is like you creating this thing that gives you ability to contribute your life's lessons back. And so I'm excited for this new book for me because it's not that I know the answers to these questions, but it's been a question that I've been chasing for the last decade. And I think that I've gotten further to the answer than most people who have had a chance to be on this planet. Yet I think it's something that everyone who's been on this planet should understand. And if I can give you a treasure map to get you there faster, then man, it'd be a disservice if I didn't. And so that's why I'm writing this next book. And I'm pumped and I'm excited. And I hope that, first off, you're excited for the book. I'm not going to tell you the title or the name or anything. I just want you to freak out with me a little bit. Ah, freak out. And but more importantly, because I think if I told you the title and all that kind of stuff, it would distract from what I want you to think about, which is yourself, right? Which is like all the growth you're going through right now, like what's the contribution you're going to leave behind? And so think about that. Like, okay, based on that, I'm going to write a book. And maybe the decade process, but I'm going to start the process so I can tell people. If they ask me what are you doing? Oh, I'm writing a book. Like, what? Like, how cool is that? Most people are like, what are you doing? Nothing. Like, how you feeling? Okay. Like, they're not doing anything, not creating anything. So it's like most people's lives are so boring and static and just like, blah, right? But we're creators. We're entrepreneurs. We're the, you know, we're the crazy ones. Like we need to be creating or else we're dying, right? And so like just that process of somebody asking, like, what are you doing? Like, I'm writing a book. Like, really? You're writing a book? Like, what's it about? Tell me about it. Like, it opens up this excitement and this energy and gets your mind spinning in your, and like, oh, it does so many cool, exciting things for you. So should you write a book? The answer is yes. You've gone through too much to not share it with the people you love. Even if nobody reads it, maybe one person reads it. Like, would it be worth it? Like, yeah. Like if one person can learn from the things that you experienced and that can change their life, like it was totally worth you documenting the process and turning it into a manual, even if it's for that one person. And if you follow the process I teach you guys with free plus shipping funnels and all that kind of stuff, you can get into a lot more people's hands and hopefully help thousands or tens of thousands or millions or more. And that ripple effect will be because you decided to contribute, which is exciting. So, all right, that's all I got. I'm out for the day. I'm going to go start outlining my new book. Ah, so excited. Appreciate you guys for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, if you're writing a book, take a snapshot on your phone of this. You just push the two phone buttons, boom, takes a picture, post that picture up to Instagram or Facebook or any of the other social platforms that you chill on, and tag me and tell me that you're committed to writing a book. I'd love to see it. Appreciate you all. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye, everybody.
We have decided to do it again. Yes, earlier this year, we did our first ever virtual conference called 2 Comma Club Live. We had over 5,000 people register for this online event, and the success stories from those who attended have been amazing. So because of that, we've decided to do the virtual event just one more time. And I want to invite you and your family to attend for free. This is how it works. First, you can get your ticket at www.2commaclublive.com. You're going to put in your credit card, but we're not going to charge you anything. Then you can attend the full 3 days and learn everything you can from me and from other two Comma Club winners. And then after the event, decide if it's worth it. If it's not, let us know and you won't pay anything. But if you love it, and I'm sure you will, then you'll get billed after the event is over. The goal of this event is to build your own personal roadmap to the Two Comma Club. So go and get your tickets right now before they are gone. Go to www.2commaclublive.com. Yes, that's www.2commaclublive.com. Two Comma Club Live.com.